Thank you, Frans. Good morning, everybody. Rain, perfect weather for online sales. I can tell you that for free. What I would like to do is give you a couple of highlights of what we are doing in Europe. I think it's good to show you a couple of slides. What is the composition of the brands in Europe, and what is the agenda? And I will do that very shortly, and then I would like to get a deep dive in the e-commerce business of our food players, Albert Heijn, Delhaize, and especially also Bol and the combination. And I think that's a good learning because 7 billion is the target for online, and I think the proof of the pudding is always in the eating. So I can show you what we've done with the e-commerce business on the Benelux and how we can roll that out, not only in Europe, but also share the learnings together with our friends in the U.S. And as Frans already mentioned, Selma Postma, who's been responsible for a part of the growth of Ahaha.nl, is starting in the beginning of next year to bring the same success to Peapod. And we will give her all the support there. What I also would like to do is to end up on a note, is like, okay, what kind of capabilities, what kind of scalable skills are you developing in the Benelux and in Europe where we all benefit from? And I can tell you, it looks only from a European point of view, but that's not the case, because we also learn a lot, and we also apply a lot of the learnings from the U.S., which we apply also in Europe. And I will give you some examples of that. So that will be my 30 minutes, and then we have a break after that. So I hope that's welcome. Europe, 7 countries, 15 brands. And if you look at it, you think like, wow, that looks pretty scattered, but that's not the case. Actually, we're all operating supermarkets or compact hypers. We're all operating convenience stores. We're all operating out-of-home concepts, and we're all operating in e-commerce. And we have a lot of similarities in Europe. We are both battling, on one hand, with the discounters, and on the other hand, with online and pure players, and we're all moving into an omni-channel proposition. We are changing our stores, we're innovating new concepts, and these agendas are actually in all our European brands quite the same. So the agenda that we have is really more or less the same. And what is really interesting is that the digital journey of our customers is actually very similar. In Romania, in Serbia, in Greece, and in Belgium, or in the Netherlands, people are very digital savvy already, and they expect the same from us, from a supermarket business. Actually, one of the hotspots in Europe is in Romania, where a lot of big players are investing a lot in scientists, in technology. So we are very close to these kind of communities as well to benefit from in Europe. So it's not only Netherlands focused together with the University of Amsterdam or Delft, but we're also looking into other countries where we can work together with talent and develop our technology platforms. And this is our group, but in Europe is also another thing is important, and that is scale. And we are also not alone. Years ago, we started with Associated Marketing Services, AMS. It's a buying alliance. And the buying alliance is very important for our private label development. And we are more and more looking, how can we compete, you know, on a big level with our discounters, and how can we compete on COGS? How can we compete on having the same recipes and the same propositions as the others do? And we have a very strong alliance here. We work with the best retailers in Europe, and not only on the private label part, but also how do we work together with the CPGs? And we do that together with Copernic, where we have some big guns like Leclerc, like REWE, and Coop Italia, where we work together to get the best out of the A-brand suppliers. And the funny thing is, also these retailers are facing the same challenges as we do, and they're also interested in all the developments that we do. So we are working more and more and closer together. So we are in Europe definitely not alone. We have big scale, and we have a big network, which I think is very promising for the future. Now let's home in to the Benelux. Frans was already mentioning it. We have very, very strong brands in the Benelux. We have Albert Heijn, and we have Delhaize in Belgium, the strongest food players with a long history. They both have also an online service, Ahaha.nl and Delhaize.be. So we are both already omni-channel operators. We have in the Benelux Bol, which is started as a bookseller 20 years ago, and has now developed into a Plaza partner model. But we also have Etos, a drugstore chain, and we have Gall & Gall, the wine and liquor store chain. Together, we cover 90% of the households in the Benelux. We have touchpoints in our stores and online. And I even forget the touchpoints, like what you see on your chair, the magazines, all the leaflets that we do. I'm even not mentioning that in this sheet. So we have so many touchpoints with our customers in the Benelux, which gives us a fantastic position. And we can also see that in the results. And let me first focus at Bol. What have we achieved? In the last couple of years, the sales went up from 400 million to 2 billion, as Frans already mentioned. We have year-over-year outperformed the market. And I'm comparing here ourselves with the other online players. So Bol has grown under the leadership of us very fast, very fast. And one of the biggest things and the biggest assets that Bol has is we now currently have 9 million unique customers in our database. And that's an asset, and I will explain that a little bit later, which is very valuable for us. 60 million products. Bol started with 80,000 products, only books. Now we go from books to lifestyle. And the latest addition is the wine and liquor store that we did together with Gall & Gall. But one of another thing is really, and the people sometimes don't understand that, we have the 700 million visitors over a year, but that is 2 million visits per day. And there are not so many TV programs who can say the same thing. And the Bol is the most visited web shop in the Netherlands. The only ones who are above us are the usual suspects like Google, WhatsApp, Facebook. Even the news sites are having a lower penetration than Bol does. Remarkable numbers. And how did we do this success? There are a couple of themes that I would like to share with you, which are quite insightful. Over the years, we built up the program of stores. We started as a traditional bookstore, but we moved on and we added categories. We now have 46 different kinds of categories run also as different shops in the organization of Bol with 16 million different kinds of items. Next to that, over the years, we have improved the delivery speed. We moved from three days to 2 days, and now we've also started within 2 hours. So we've improved a lot in terms of the service. We've also lowered the fees. We've lowered our prices to get even more customers in. But we also looked at Save to Invest. How can we be more efficient? We built a new warehouse, which was fully automated, and there we get a lot of efficiencies from. But one of the things that Bol does really well in their app development is they really understand the customer journey very well. And everybody here in the room, if you would download the Bol app, you would see a different screen based on your purchases, based on your habits. And that personalization is very valuable for us, for albertheijn.nl, but also for the group because they understand that really well. And normally in a supermarket business, if you go online, you normally start to digitize your supermarket. And they understand the importance of the customer journey very well. So those are very good results. Sales 2 billion, EBITDA positive, and very good returns. One of the other elements, and it's a very funny anecdote actually, when Bol started with the books, they also did secondhand at some point. People wanted to return their books and wanted to sell secondhand books. And this is where they start with the Plaza partner thinking already 8 years ago. And they developed that more and more. And the Plaza model is now the fastest growing sector at Bol. As you can see, we have 20,000 different small retailers, but also big retailers. And some of the Dutch people here will understand what BCC is, kind of a Best Buy electronic shop in the Netherlands. Zeeman, later on at the break, somebody here from the Netherlands can explain to you what Zeeman is, but they're into fashion, but very basic fashion. But we are collecting the biggest brands in the Netherlands and in Belgium. And that is very good because they want to be where the 9 million customers are, they want to be with the 2 million views per day. So, and this is a very interesting growth platform for us. And a lot of retailers choose to be with us because they don't want to be with someone else. And I think we are offering here a very good alternative for some of the other Plaza partners. Albert Heijn, food. Let's go back to food here. What we've done over the years, and we started with James Taylor Super, where we still ordered by fax, and we moved on and really accelerated also under the leadership of Selma in the last 3 years at online. And what did we do? We offer the biggest assortment in the Netherlands from a food point of view, including promotions, including the best buys, so we offer everything. So it's more than just the supermarket, where you're on average you will see 14,000 SKUs. We offer here much more. And the other thing, and I think that's also a sign for success, is the amount and the share of fresh. 55% of our business is fresh. And that means ambient, that means frozen, and it means that customers trust our service so much so that they are ordering their fresh products. And that's, I think, one of the success stories of the aha.nl part. Another thing, and I think that's also a part of where we've learned actually a lot from Peapod, is that when you order as a customer, you need to order with your bonus card. That means that we have the data of your normal shopping trip into your online shopping trip. So that's where we can also help you with predict your list. Because like a day as today, when it's raining and you want to do quickly your shopping because you're actually working and you shouldn't be on your app, people love the Predict My List. Because we already fill their shopping, you can already eliminate a couple of items that you don't want, and you can click, and within 2 minutes, your order is done. And that's the use of the data from the store into your online world. And we've learned that because Peapod had a lot of developments in their algorithms already from predicting your list. Next to that, customers can choose when they would like to have the home delivery. So there are not fixed routes, there are not fixed arrangements. You can choose whenever you want. And of course, at some point, the slots are done. But we can also optimize the price per slot because we know with the algorithms when to do what. And we can really optimize there our pricing and our offering. Another thing why it is important to invest in an omnichannel proposition like aha.nl with food, and this is number two. And because people say, Wouter, why are you investing? This is not a very profitable channel. Why are you investing in this kind of business? Because I don't want to lose my customer. And what's happening is that the customer who only shops at the store, as soon as they start to move online, they still come to my store, but they spend twice as much. And I have them digitally, I have them connected with my brand. My colleagues from aha.nl bring the groceries to their door and in their kitchen. That's a huge trust. And actually, this week we've announced that we are starting a pilot with 200 customers in the Netherlands, where we've changed their lock so that our delivery persons have a key to your house and they can bring it in when you're not around. What about trust? It's a test, so we will see what happens. But this is how far it goes. So for us, it's important to have and to capture and to keep that customer. Because once they go to another channel, it's much harder to get them back. Subscription models. We've introduced that over the last couple of years. And I predict that the next year, half of our business is going to be with customers who are subscribing to our service. And then they get the service for free. We've tested with 3 months, 6 months, a year, and 90% of the customers who are subscribing are renewing. That's a huge stickiness, which is, I think, very valuable. The other thing is that we also want to expand the service. We want to look in like how can we cover the whole of the Netherlands and not our 86%. Can we use our stores? We use store picks. We use store picks in rural areas, but also we've introduced pilots for two-hour delivery in urbanized, high urbanized areas. We do that with To Go, and we also do it with Albert Heijn. We developed our own new app called Rappi, where people have a limited choice, 5,000 SKUs, which is still pretty broad, and have an online service for 2 hours, mainly for meals and lunches. And B2B is another opportunity. We are still already 1/3 of our business is B2B, and we serve small businesses. And they love our digital service. They love the fact that they can order well in advance and they can block their times. For us, it's interesting because they have a lot of routine. They actually are they are using the Predict My List almost 100%, and they order every Monday or every Tuesday the same. And the other thing why it's interesting, because they would like to have it delivered in sometimes in times when I have also space in my fulfillment centers to because they have different demands than most of our customers. Because a lot of our customers want to have it at 6 o'clock or early in the morning, while businesses would like to have it at lunchtime or in the middle of the day. So it's a very good opportunity to grow further. What are we doing together? A lot. Together with Bol and Albert Heijn, we're not only exchanging talent, but we're also sharing our pickup points. In every Albert Heijn store, you can either pick up your Bol package or you can bring it back if you're not happy with it. So we have immediately coverage over the whole of Netherlands. And second, we've also developed new stores. We developed new concepts, like the wine and liquor store together with Gal & Gal. And we have more opportunities because we're also developing new concepts together, like a floral concept, like a cake baking concept. We can also develop new kind of models together with Albert Heijn and Bol. We are a member of the biggest loyalty program in the Netherlands, Air Miles, where Bol is very much used for redemption of miles. And Albert Heijn is very much used, is the one who gives miles away when you shop at Albert Heijn. So it works really well. And we've also started to combine the subscription models. So when you subscribe to Bol, you get a discount or Albert Heijn subscription for free, or the other way around. And the latest greatest is that a couple of weeks ago, we started to combine data. So you can have a single sign-on. So you sign on with one account, you can immediately go to the other account, and we can share the data, and I think that's very powerful. We talked about, and Kevin will talk about Liz, we talked about different kind of customers, and the key is, of course, to really understand what they're doing. And data is at the heart of this, but also what other things can we do than beside e-commerce. And I would like to share you a video of the things that we have been developing and are developing, which are beneficial for Europe, but also for the group.
At Albert Heijn, we are proud to welcome 20 million visitors a week in our 1,000-plus stores and our websites in the Netherlands and Belgium. There's a good reason we're one of the three most loved brands in the Netherlands, as millions of customers can do their own preferred omni-channel shopping. Let's peek into our customers' journey as they plan their trip, do their shopping, and enjoy their everyday meal. Every month, more than 2.5 million unique customers visit Allerhande, our beloved recipe and inspirational cooking platform full of cooking tips. And with 500,000 users, the Albert Heijn app is a great way to share favorite recipes with friends and family. Our app provides customers with easy-to-use services, such as their personalized My Bonus loyalty program. In combination with the latest Google Assistant, our customers can even talk to the Albert Heijn app to get the latest offers, healthy recipes, or online delivery times. Digital innovations can not only be seen online, but also in our latest stores. We show our customers in-store product and pricing information, advertising, and other relevant content by using dynamic TVs and electronic shelf tags. More than 20% of our customers don't use regular checkouts anymore, but actively choose other payment options such as scan and go, self-scan, and pay by mobile. At Albert Heijn To Go, our convenience format, customers can even shop and check out within 30 seconds with our Tap To Go innovation. Tap, grab, and go. Pre-ordered products, Allerhande meal kits and packages ordered on bol.com can be picked up in store or delivered at home whenever they want. With over 2 million packages picked up every year, we make omnichannel shopping easy within our great ecosystem. And with AH.nl, the food delivery business, we reach 86% of Dutch households with more than 90 weekly delivery slots to choose from right into the customer's kitchen. Customers using their personal loyalty card can visit ah.nl for their exclusive personal nutritional dashboard. If customers want to live healthier by consuming less sugar, calories, or more fibers, we can even recommend alternative products. And in 2017, we launched Appy Today in the Netherlands, the first online retail TV channel. Nowadays, we reach 12 million people with exciting, provoking, and shareable content. That's almost 60% of the targeted audience from the age 18 to 35. All in all, our customers enjoy shopping with us how, when, and where they want. At Albert Heijn, we're very proud to offer our customers all ingredients for better living for everyone.
So when we develop these things, we also understood that if you want to grow, and we want to grow fast, and we want to grow market shares, you also have to look at your growth slightly different. And I would like to illustrate that with this slide. Because traditionally, we look at Nielsen or IRI. But if you look a little bit more under the hood, and you look per category, where, how, and how are the categories growing, and how are they growing over the different channels, that's the way to look at things. Because this is personal care, razor blades, foams, shampoos, etc. And here you see very clearly that there is a channel shift going on. The growth in the traditional supermarkets or in the health and beauty stores is flat, but the growth online is going very fast. If I then talk to my colleagues from CPGs about how are we doing and how are we doing with sales, they are actually very happy because they see everything growing. And we can think of about new concepts. But this is the way we have to look at it. We have to look at it a little bit deeper than just overall comparable sales growth. We have to look at categories, like how are certain categories evolving. And this is also important, and Frans was talking about assortment optimization and how can we utilize our stores. Our stores need to constantly breathe with this development. Because 4 years ago, we had stores where we had all kinds of assortment which are not anymore in our stores. They've moved online, and we've added new categories. We added new assortments. We are selling fresh food. We are selling sushi. We're selling bakery cafe. We have fresh coffee. We have all kinds of new concepts to utilize our square meters to the max and to look at growth from an omnichannel point of view. What are we doing with Bol? I want to grow further, and we are going to keep on investing in Bol. We are building next to their first warehouse, automated warehouse, a second one. And the ground has currently been equalized, and we're moving really fast. And it's going to be the next level of a mechanized warehouse for Bol. Second, we're also looking at other models. We're looking at new partners. We are currently and constantly talking, how can we really expand the network of brands also at Bol to really fulfill the needs in the Netherlands and Belgium. And also, and I think the subscription model gives a lot of creativity to think of new concepts on how to serve the customers better. At aha.nl, our food business, we also want to grow further. And we also want to grow further to really help our customers and to be a true omnichannel player. So we are lowering further our costs. We have tested with a lowering minimum order value in certain areas, and we're going to roll that further out. That's a successful concept. And next to that, we are building our next home shop center in the Netherlands to facilitate the growth. And home shop centers are the dark stores where we basically offer the customers the ultimate shopping, and they are connected with our warehouses. And the other thing is what we are going to do is develop also a mechanized version of that together with one of our partners. In the US, at Stop & Shop, we work with Knap. In the Netherlands, we work with Van der Lande. And with Bol, we work with TGW. So we are looking also which kind of partners could help us in this concept. And last but not least, we're also looking at the last mile. Because owning the last mile is very valuable. And we are already having hundreds of vehicles, and soon also electrical vehicles, running around in the Netherlands. And we also want to combine that, of course, those services with other players like Bol, but also others. So in total, that will bring us, as a true omnichannel player in Europe, 15% of our sales will be online, and the others will be offline. So I think a very good example of how the mix can work for us. And as I said, technology and capabilities, they do travel. I mean, you will see in the store, Stop and Shop this afternoon, probably some Gouda cheese or some spaghettis or some Italian wines. Some food bits travel, but I think technology and capabilities have much more length of traveling. And we're also building together and we're learning together about, okay, how can we really, truly build these mechanized and automated warehouses so that we can have a faster supply, we can have a more differentiated approach, and ultimately also deliver our customers at a lower cost. But we're also looking at payment, we're looking at loyalty solutions. As I said before, when we started the bonus card introduction, we looked at what Mac did at Food Lion with their very successful shop and earn program. It's like, how can we use that capability to roll out the bonus? And we have been doing that. And actually, last week in Romania, we've launched a similar loyalty program, completely digital, and we are going to do that in the rest of Central and Eastern Europe as well. So we're learning from both ways and developing both ways. And the other thing is data and data analytics. We are working with the biggest companies in the world, with Microsoft and with Google. We have a multiple cloud strategy, but we're also learning to share our algorithms, and these partners help us to do that because they're also worldwide organized together with us, and we can really benefit from that. And last but not least, yeah, talent exchange. I mean, I'm very proud of that Selma is helping JJ in his journey for people, but we also have talented people at Bol. We also have talented people already working on our data scientist departments, both in Bol and Albert Heijn, and easily to connect also with the people department. So I think in the group, and I'm also very proud of being a part of that, is that we can use a lot of learnings and explore the future of retail. So to the conclusion, we have a very good position and a very positive position in Europe to grow and to win. We have a track record of running online business. We've run a very successful food online business, and we are running a very successful non-food online business, and then know where to find and to meet each other. We are building capabilities which are available for everybody, our partners, but especially also within the group. And I think the example of our Benelux ecosystem is a very good example for that. So I would like to invite you to a lovely break, I think.
Yes, thank you very much, Wouter. We'll have a 10-minute break.